Now it's time to cross the Atlantic and catch up with Bob and Chelsea for this week's science update to find out, amongst other things, about how computers could be deciding whether in future you live or die.
This week for the Naked Scientists, we're going to talk about puberty and death. I'm going to talk about why seemingly trivial problems can send teens into rage or depression. But first, Chelsea's going to tell us why a computer may someday make some of your toughest decisions for you.
Computers could someday make end-of-life decisions for people who can't communicate and haven't left any record of their wishes. Bioethicist David Wendler of the National Institutes of Health says the program predicts what medical care people would want based on the preferences of similar people. Even with just a little data, the program guesses with the same accuracy as family members, just about 70%. Wendler says more data could up that to 90%.
Basically, what our findings show is that I can do a better job at predicting your end-of-life treatment preferences by looking at the preferences of people who are like you in similar ways, age, gender, race, religion, etc., than I can by asking your wife that you've been married to for 40 years.
Why that is and how that wife would feel about letting a computer decide her husband's fate still aren't known.
Thanks, Chelsea. Teenagers are known for extreme mood swings, generally blamed on hormones. Now, scientists may have figured out why. Neuropharmacologist Cheryl Smith at the State University of New York Downstate Medical Center explains that during stress, the body releases a chemical called THP that causes a tranquilizing effect on nerve cells in the brain's emotion center.
So it will allow you to adapt a bit to stress, to not feel as freaked out and calm down a little bit and be able to handle the stress.
But in young mice, she found that hormones during puberty alter these brain cells. So when THP reaches them, instead of triggering a calming effect, they trigger extreme anxiety. If the mouse model holds true for people, it's easy to see why stress that seems mild to adults could lead to extreme anxiety in young teens.
Thanks, Bob. Next time, we'll bring you more stories from the land where overreaction is a way of life. Until then, I'm Chelsea Wald.
And I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Back to you, Naked Scientists.
Thanks, Bob and Chelsea. More on the web from them if you'd like to catch up with what they get up to at scienceupdate.com. This is The Naked Scientists. It's Chris and Dave, and we're talking this week about the science of heart disease, and we'll be talking in a second with Dr. Neil Campbell.
If you want to call in about our teaser question as well, you can do that, which is how many times does your heart beat in a normal lifetime, with the nearest million or so? Colin in Norwich is pretty good, almost there. Pat in Essex, even better. Roy in Tenerife, bit high. Rowena in Essex, looking pretty good. Pam in Chatteris and David in Fincham, both pretty good, maybe a bit low.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.